The World This Week. Politics.
Russian bombs and missiles have damaged half of Ukraine's power systems, said the Ukrainian government. Widespread blackouts are likely in the coming months, it warned. Russia's state-owned gas company Gazprom threatened to curtail supplies in the last operational pipeline connecting Russia with Western Europe, which runs through Ukraine. The Russians claim that Ukraine is hoarding gas destined for Moldova. Ukraine denies this. The International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN nuclear watchdog, reported that recent intense shelling had caused widespread damage across the site of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, but that key equipment had not been affected. The head of the agency said that a major incident had been avoided by meters, not kilometers. Rishi Sunak, Britain's new prime minister, visited Kiev and met Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Sunak stressed that although Britain has had three prime ministers in the past 3 months, there has been no change in the country's solid commitment to Ukraine. Britain's Supreme Court ruled that a referendum on independence for Scotland could only proceed with consent from the Westminster Parliament. The Scottish National Party, which governs Scotland, had hoped to hold a referendum in October next year. Democrats in America's House of Representatives prepared to choose a new party leader, following Nancy Pelosi's decision to step down after 20 years, 8 of them as Speaker of the House. The favorite for Ms. Pelosi's job is Hakeem Jeffries of New York, who would be the first black person to head either party in Congress. A leadership election is scheduled for November 30th. America's Supreme Court decided that Donald Trump's tax records must be turned over to a committee in the House investigating his affairs, ending his battle to thwart the committee. Separately, the Department of Justice appointed a special counsel to oversee its investigations into Mr. Trump. A manager at a Walmart store in Virginia shot dead 6 of his colleagues and himself. In Colorado, a gunman was arrested after killing 5 people at a gay bar. He might have murdered more, but a former soldier threw him to the floor, snatched away one of his guns, and hit him with it. Brazil's electoral court rejected a challenge by Jair Bolsonaro, the right-wing populist president, to the result of an election 3 weeks ago, which he lost to Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva by 1.8 percentage points. Mr. Bolsonaro's Liberal Party wanted to annul votes cast on older electronic machines. The court said it was a ludicrous request and fined the party.